SNL mocks Democrats defending Joe Biden's aged vitality, he parkoured to the top of the border wall. By Breitbart News on March 3, 2024. March 3, UPI, this weekend's edition of Saturday Night Live opened with a comedy sketch mocking defenders of U.S. President Joe Biden's age, energy, and acuity. The five-minute segment showed CNN anchor Dana Bash, played by Heidi Gardner, interviewing California Governor Gavin Newsom, Michael Longfellow, about polls that suggest many Americans don't think that Democrat Biden, 81, is sharp enough to lead the country for another 4 years if he wins re-election in November against presumptive Republican candidate and former president, Donald Trump, 77. The sketch also includes on-camera remarks from White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, played by Ego Nwodim, Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas, Marcelo Hernandez, and pro basketball player Draymond Green, Devin Walker, who all profess that Biden is an articulate dynamo behind closed doors. Newsom implored voters to look at Biden's record, not his often confusing performances during speeches and press conferences. He's created more jobs than any other president in history. Inflation is down. The Shamrock Shake is back, at McDonald's, and Beyonce has gone country. Thank you, Joe, Newsom said, adding he finds Biden to be lightning quick in their private meetings. Jean-Pierre described Biden as the most vigorous man I've ever known, citing as proof his whirlwind daily schedule, which includes leading a SoulCycle class, playing speed chess in the park, meeting with the Joint Chiefs of Staff whom he challenges to a push-up contest, and lunch where he eats five whole chickens and a raw potato. The press secretary went on to say voters should only question Biden's age if they're scared of wisdom. Mayorkas said he was exhausted trying to keep up with Biden as they recently visited Texas to discuss how to address the staggering flow of asylum seekers entering through the southern border of the United States. "He wiped me out," Mayorkas said, adding Biden went into beast mode. He parkoured to the top of the border wall. He front-flipped into the Rio Grande and came back up with a fish in his mouth. "But you didn't report that because it doesn't fit your little narrative," Bash then countered, "with all due respect, it doesn't fit reality." Green then said he could see Biden had that dog in him when they recently spent time together. "He is strong. Joe's got that grandpa monkey strength," Green said.